B-Pod Studios.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Oh man, we gotta hear your phone calls. Tell us what your YouTube binge fascination is right now. Like, what subject are you busy watching YouTube video after YouTube video on? I have one. I think before I tell you mine, do you remember Roy's?
Yeah, doesn't he watch car salesman videos? Right?
That's one of them, and I forgot that one. That's not what I was thinking.
He does. He's like obsessed with this guy who sells cars and can like teach you how to sell a car. And he's like, even if you don't want the car, by the time you're done watching the video, you're like, maybe I do need a new car.
It's so weird. That's so funny. I forgot.
What's the other one?
The soap videos. Remember? He watches people cut soap.
I watch those too.
Tell me about that.
It like helps you relax, but they cut soap and it's got music on it and it's just like one of those things that how it's mindless.
All right. 704.
And Aaron is nodding his head too.
You're into the soap cut too? Yeah. 704-570-9595. I've never heard of that. I was just showing Aaron, our digital producer, and Loren. Roy's not here today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. I was just showing them my new latest YouTube binge, and it's watching house fires caught on security cameras. And as dark and gloomy as that sounds compared to your guys' soap cutting thing, I'm so enthralled with this. And it started with like this one house. Remember when Canada was getting really bad wildfires like 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Like towns were just getting swamped. These owners watched a house in Fort McMurray up in Canada burn to the ground over their iPhone camera.
It was their own house. Like from, you know how you have your security cams inside the house?
Yeah.
They could log into their iPhone and watch their house essentially burn down.
And I was showing Loren the video and look, like Loren, they took nothing. Like there's still lights on and their belongings are everywhere. Like these people, according to the comments, and that's the other great thing about these videos, is that people know these neighborhoods and know these people, and they go, we know them, that's my aunt and uncle. And for some reason, it seems believable to me, like, they have legit answers, and they're like, they got out of there, and then they came and stayed at my house.
See, I never read the comments. I feel like I'm missing out on a whole thing.
You are. And then so now I'm like, look at house fire recorded on Nest camera. Automatic robotic surveillance camera catches house fire and explosion. Dog set stove on fire.
I want to see the explosion.
I know. See, I don't even need the explosion. I like the slow. I like the video of the slow burn. I don't know. It's a binge.
Mean,
I can't help it.
Essentially, it's sad, but
it is sad. People's, but everybody.
But they're giving you permission to watch it too. They're putting it on YouTube. It's their private security cameras.
Well, the one is the neighbor security camera catching the other house on fire. You know, watching that house, but you know, it's their security camera. They have the right to do it. And you know, again, it looks like no lives are lost or anything like that. I wouldn't watch a video like that. But this is Kimberly in Gastonia. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're great, Kimberly. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
So I was calling. It's actually not me that binge watches YouTube. It is my five-year-old son. And he watches, his name is Chadwa Clay. I don't know if y'all have heard of him yet. I'm sure you will.
Cool. No, we haven't.
he is this guy on YouTube, and there's these hackers that steal his Tesla, break into his house, all this stuff, and they have these abandoned buildings that they get into. So everywhere we're driving, my son sees an abandoned building, and he's like, Mommy, the hacker's in the abandoned building. We got to get in there and get him. So that's all I hear every day is about these hackers and Chadwa Clay and them stealing his Tesla. So...
Okay.
All right.
You're like, we're not the police. We're not going in there. And I'm willing to bet there are not hackers there.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kimberly. Exactly. My son Dean also likes the abandoned house thing. And I Googled like abandoned houses or YouTube Googled abandoned houses in North Carolina. And there's a whole neighborhood in Raleigh with homes that are somewhat new, built in the early 90s, that are just left empty because a medical facility bought them out.
Oh.
And they all moved out on the same day with like a huge party. But the medical building hasn't been built yet. So these homes are just sitting there. And so people go in them, and Dean loves that video.
Dean likes the tractor videos, too.
Yeah, but he's kind of grown out of that. Aww. It's kind of sad. All right, we need your phone calls. What is your strange YouTube binge right now?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Your next shot to score some free cash from the MRL show and from KISS 95.1 comes at noon today with Cameron. We gave away $100 this morning. Somebody playing, her and her daughter knew that it was...
I like it.
Yes, I Like It by Cardi B. It's 5 seconds to cash. You know the song, you win the cash. Your next shot at noon today with KISS 95.1.
But Manny just told us that he's got this new YouTube binge obsession. So we were asking you guys what you're watching on YouTube.
There's so many funny ones here. This is Kaylee in Kannapolis. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Kaylee. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
Thank you. So I binge watch something called Exploring with Josh. He goes and basically explores abandoned, haunted places. And he has explored one of the oldest amusement parks over in Asia. And he's also been to the oldest standing carousel that will move by itself, actually.
Oh, bye. <laughs> Wow.
Yeah, so urban exploring seems to be a popular one that people love watching.
He actually gets paid, I think he said $3,000 basically a week, and it pays for him to come to the U.S. Like, he's been everywhere. He's been to Alaska, U.S., Iceland.
Did he go to Chernobyl?
I honestly don't know. Probably.
Yeah, that's the dangerous one, Lorraine.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's the one where Kaylee, Chernobyl is the one, right, where the nuclear reactor melted in Russia and the whole town had to evacuate. And they told them that they would be back in like 2 weeks. Nobody ever went back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So things are left as they were from 1986.
Ooh, that's scary.
It's a total creep show.
He's been there, and he's also been to one that's underwater. Like, the entire water place is contaminated, too.
Oof. All right. Thanks, Kaylee. All right. How about some other ones besides urban exploring? Jess in Union, good morning, and welcome to the MRL show.
Morning.
Hi. Go ahead. What do you binge watch on YouTube?
Jess?
Jess, did we lose you? Jess, I think
we
lost.
I think we lost Jess her. In Union.
She says that she watches people running things over.
Oh, I can get down with that.
I know,
with
I can
crunch.
Too. Anderson in Chesney, hi.
Hey.
Anderson, I've gone down this rabbit hole too. Tell us what you're watching.
So lately I've been watching and living vicariously through chiropractic videos. All the sound is just,
The crackings?
Yeah.
The back cracking, that's what's getting,
I can typically crack my own.
Bags, his legs, hips, everywhere.
But what gets you excited to watch these videos is the sound.
Oh, yeah.
Should I see if I could crack my back right now?
For him?
Yeah.
Yeah, do something
for typically,
Anderson.
You can typically hear it. Hold on.
All right, Anderson, get ready. We're going to do one live for you, okay?
All right.
Oh, hold on. I think I heard it a little. Ooh,
did you hear it?
I heard that. Oh, Lorraine, did you hear that, Anderson?
Who needs a chiropractor?
She just turned her back and cracked it for you. That's how much we love you here on the MRL show. We're cracking backs for you. Thanks, Anderson. This is backbreaking work, isn't it, Lorraine? Hi, Amber.
I like what you did there.
Amber?
Hi.
Yep. I watch videos. My new obsession is watching homes on fire on, like, security cams, and I can't stop binge-watching with that right-hand column on YouTube, man. It's dangerous. It's one video after another. What are you into?
Trader Joe hauls.
What is that?
People post what they buy at Trader Joe's, and they have some of these seasonal products that I'm so afraid of missing out on something good.
Ooh.
That I binge-watch them and make a very specific list.
Huh, I think I might be able to get down with this.
You just got a Lorraine addicted, Amber.
I love Trader Joe's.
I know.
So wait, all right, quick question. How much? So if you watch these weekly, daily, like how do you plan your trips?
I usually once a week will just find myself there somehow looking at these videos. And then once my list gets big enough to justify a trip.
Is it the same person that does it or you watch multiple people?
I watch multiple.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, there's a whole
thanks, Amber. There's
whole market out there.
A whole community of Trader Joe's shoppers.
Oh, Kristen, in Fort Mill, this is one that everybody watches. Everyone.
Okay, good. We'll take we'll play Kristen's for you. We'll talk to her, and then we want to hear yours. We'll take more calls on this, the weird YouTube binge obsession you're into right now. And then we're also going to get our producer who does our digital stuff for us, Aaron. He and his girlfriend watch The Bachelor every week. We got to find out if Colton jumped the fence last night. That's what we've all been waiting for.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We're talking about the things that you binge watch on YouTube. Manny was telling us that he is now obsessed with watching house fires. But we're getting some text messages to the studio, too. And someone texted in from 980 and says that my husband is watching How to Build Home Ponds with All the Rain. Apparently, there's big money in it.
Okay.
Some other people are saying with their children. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm loading. Our internet's kind of down.
Oh,
right
okay.
Now. Yeah.
I have one here, Loren, from 803 that says, ever since we had a tree cut down in our yard a month ago, my husband watches videos of people cutting down huge trees.
My 13-year-old daughter watches videos to go to sleep. It's the ASMR mouth sounds on YouTube.
That's weird.
I think that's kind of like the soap cutting for me and Roy.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of soothing and relaxing.
Yeah. Speaking of Roy, Roy's out sick today.
Yeah. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. Wave Pool Rescues, area code 240 says, I'm amazed by how good the lifeguards are. I'm going to have to check into that. Roy and I sometimes in here watch airplanes, big airplanes get pushed back from the gate.
Oh my gosh, guys, it is the most mindless thing. It's so boring when they watch it in here. I would literally rather be doing anything else, including a root canal.
It really is the most boring part of the flight is watching the giant tugs push the plane back from the gate. And then the guy goes, we're clear to disconnect. He's like, Roger, thank you and have a good flight.
So boring.
And that's it.
But Kristen is on the phone. Kristen, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you watched something that I think we all have gotten stuck watching.
Yes, there's a particular website called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Mm-hmm.
And hers is the best of any of the pimple popping. It's mostly older people that have things that have gone way too long that they can't get at. There was a woman with a blackhead on the side of her face.
I'm
going to
vomit.
1973.
You hate us, Kristen.
Kristen, I just got over the stomach flu. I'm still a little nauseous. I cannot go down that road this morning.
Thanks,
but
Kristen.
But I know it's something we all have gotten stuck watching at some point.
We've gotten texts. We've gotten tweets. We've gotten Insta direct messages at the MRL show. People are all saying that pimple popping is ones that they watch. That by far is outweighing all of them.
Yeah.
But Bailey and Hickory's got one too, Loren. Last one.
Hi.
Hey, Bailey. What do you watch on YouTube?
Hey. So my brother actually got me into this, but there's people stealing packages on YouTube. And homeowners will put cameras on there and put fake packages on there. And there's a guy that makes glitter bombs. So when you open the package, glitter goes everywhere in the car, all over the person who stole the package. It's really funny because people's cars will just get damaged just by glitter everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. What is it called? I need to watch this.
I just type in glitter bomb packaging,
okay.
And this guy just makes glitter bombs for people who have been getting packages sold from them.
Oh, Bailey, jokes on you. That's so funny.
We're going to ask you a question. We want you to answer honestly, okay?
Okay.
Do you watch these videos when you're supposed to be working?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many hours do you think you spend a week watching these glitter bomb videos?
Hours a week or hours a day?
Okay, oh. Hours a day.
Either or?
Probably about 3.5 to 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Delivery driver for my uncle. So every time I stop, I'm watching YouTube.
That's awesome. You win the healthy. You win the unhealthy obsession on YouTube videos. Thanks, Bailey. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.